Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome to the show today. This is Coach Lalisa Williams, and I am excited, excited, excited. Well, I hope you are excited, too, and I just want to let you know and remind you that we are here on Blog Talk Radio, and the website for this broadcast through Blog Talk Radio is found at blogtalkradio.com/Coach Lalisa Show. If you go to that page, you can download episodes from previous shows. You can look back over some of the archives. If you happen to miss the show, you can certainly do that. Well, I want to welcome you, and I want to thank all my Facebook friends who don't count it robbery to share this show with your friends and your network. We thank you, and we really appreciate you for that. I want to give a big shout-out to a couple of people that tune in to the Facebook page and promote the show. And the first person I want to give a shout-out to is Miss Kelly Willer-Weaver. Thank you so much, Kelly Willer-Weaver. Absolutely love working with you. Also, Miss Carol Ann Suslak. I want to give her a shout-out, one of my former coworkers from Union County College. God bless you. She's been sharing about the show. She's sharing about the brand-new webinar that I just released yesterday around midnight. It's brand-new, hot off the press, and I'm so, so, so excited about that webinar. I can't wait to tell you all about it. And I hope each and every last one of you attend that webinar. It is going to be dynamite and sensational. And, of course, I want to give a shout-out to Miss, my second student, but the first graduating student of my coaching class, author, life coach, Serena Washington. Yes, she is the adversity breaker. You got some adversity in your life. She is coming to break it. She's going to tear it down. And so she has the supernatural coaching, and she's just doing great and wonderful things over there somewhere near Arkansas, somewhere over that way. So good morning, good morning. Also want to just give a shout out to the savvy coach, Miss Sade Adu. The savvy coach, you go, girl. She's doing big things, great things. She has webinars, seminars, things that you can attend. She's just doing some great and wonderful things. And I gotta give a shout out to my girl Denise Jenkins in Cleveland. She's rolling out some powerful conferences this year, and I'm working with her on that, and I can't wait to tell you about that. And it's coming this year. So 2015 is definitely going to be that year that you're going to be able to get things done. So again, I want to welcome you to the show. Thank you for dialing in to the show. If you would like to dial into the show, you can dial into the show 347-945-7991. If you have a comment or you'd like to make a statement or a comment or ask a question for Coach Lalisa, you can do that. So, you know, Coach Lalisa, I just want to get into my topic this morning. I've been on this journey to help people reinvent themselves. I've been on that journey for a little minute now. One of the things I always say to my students, a little minute now. I've been on this journey to help people reinvent their lives. And it's been working. It's been successful. But now I want to do more of it. I want that to be something that I am doing each and every day as a performance improvement specialist. You know, that's what I'm getting my PhD in, is training and performance improvement. So I've invested a lot of money, for one, right? Because, you know, college isn't free, even though some of it is free. But some of it costs, too. So I've invested a lot of money, a lot of time. I've been working on this degree now 10 years. Yep, 10 long years I've been working on it. If anybody had told me that a PhD would take 10 years plus, and I'm not done yet, I would not have believed them. But, hey, I know some people took them 10 years to get an associate degree, so I don't know why I'm surprised that it would take 10 years to get a PhD. I just thought a PhD was like a cap on all your other degrees, but not quite so. So it's a little bit different. But, yeah, so I'm getting this PhD in training and performance improvement. And so I'm like, hello, I'm into the whole performance improvement. And if some people need to reinvent themselves. So the show for today, as you probably saw from the flyer, is that I'm going to be talking about how to reinvent yourself. I'm going to be giving you some reinvention techniques. I'm going to be giving you some reinvention strategies, if you will. If you can kind of, you know, think about it like that. And so, again, good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. And thank you. I so thank you for taking the time to tune into this show. But I have never been this excited. No, I've been this excited a couple times. But, well, you know me. It doesn't take much to get me excited. So I'm excited right now about several things. And so I want that excitement to pass on to you. So I'm talking about today some reinvention strategies for your success. How these strategies, you know, one thing about a strategy, it's like a system. It's like steps and actions that can be taken. And that this strategy is typically is long-term, you see. So that even though you may not see the results overnight, but you could take action overnight. Yeah, let me say that again. You may not see the results overnight, but you could take action overnight. As a matter of fact, you could take action immediately. Action is, see, that's what action is. It's like action. You ever watch them make a movie or a TV show? You see the director there, there's the person that says action. When they say that, they mean right now. I mean, do this right now. Whatever you've practiced, whatever you've rehearsed, whatever you was working on, do it now. So you can take action and do it now. As a matter of fact, the new way that this show has been rolled out is supporting that concept. Do it now. Right, through the activity sheets. Each and every time you download that activity sheet, that is you doing it now. Every time you print it out and you write on it, that's you doing it now. So you see, you're going to have the things that we talk about and the things that we discuss and, you know, kind of guide you through and direct you to. You're going to have it because Here's the thing. When you take action on the things that you want in the future, that action that you take is your very guarantee that you'll have it. And so this new webinar that I'm doing, and I'm trying to get the webinar title because I want you to get the exact title for this webinar, and it's about to launch. It's about to launch. You're going to see it. If you're my Facebook friend, you are going to see it. If you're my Twitter friend, you're going to see it. If you're an enemy of mine, but you just love to follow me around, you're going to see it too. So everybody, because I've had some of those. Oh, don't think it's not possible now. There are people who come into your life for no other reason but to be your enemy. And they will follow you, they will mimic you, they'll learn from you, but not for any good reasons. It's only for some type of destruction somewhere along the way. I mean, look at Judas, right? Judas that sat at the table with Jesus that later betrayed him. You know, Judas didn't have a good reason to be there. He only wanted to be, he was a hater. Okay, as we would say in today's vernacular, he was a hater. So I would just say, but all my friends who share it, the enemies who share it, but you know, for real, this is serious business here. All right, so this webinar that you are going to see everywhere is titled How to Reinvent Yourself with These Eight Strategies and Discover Your Path to Success. That's right. You have a path to success. There is a path for you, all right, to success. And success, you can definitely be a success. Successful as you would like to be, yeah. And before I go a minute further, I just want to tell you a little story. For those of you who like stories, and I know some people like a lot of stories, all right. But this is a little short story. It won't take long for me to tell you. And the title of the story is called "The Field of Jewels." The Field of Jewels. So this is a story about an unhappy person. Man, but it could be man or woman. Some happy man who grew up very poor, but always dreamed of leaving to find a better life of wealth and comfort. And as soon as he grew up, he sold his land and left to go seek his fortune elsewhere. The man who bought the property was quite pleased with his purchase because the land was rich and productive and beautiful. It was a beautiful place. You know, he bought it. The other guy who grew up poor said, no, I want to go find my fortune somewhere. There's nothing here. But it needed a new well. So he began to dig one. A few meters down, the man shoveled. His shovel uncovered a natural pocket of gemstones. It's a natural pocket of gemstones. It's sitting there. This man made a fortune selling what he uncovered and lived a happy, satisfied, and very comfortable life. Unbeknownst to him, the previous owner had everything he needed to achieve his dreams right under his feet, but had walked away from it all because it never occurred to him to look where he was for what he needed. You know, and many people, I've met people from all walks of life who feel that they would be happier if they only had something different than what they already had. And so that's some of the, you know, that's the story that, you know, I think about and I wonder, I want to ask you, is there something that you believe that is outside of you that is going to help you achieve your greatest success in life? Do you want to know how to reinvent yourself so that you can be able to find that well? Because what I discovered from this story is that the man who was grew up poor and wanted all this wealth and happiness and comfort, and he went off looking for it somewhere else, what I come to realize was that maybe his problem was that he didn't know how to dig. And maybe he didn't know how to dig a well. Maybe that was his problem. Maybe he needed some help with that. And so that's what this webinar is going to do. It's going to teach you how to reinvent yourself using the eight strategies from the book Release Your Power. You know that book, Release Your Power? Eight strategies for becoming who you really are. So today I want to give you three reasons that most people can't get their reinvention on. You know, some people are like, I just can't get it. Three reasons that most people can't get their reinvention on. And the first reason I would say that really blocks people from getting their reinvention on is that they're not willing to really change their mind. They're stubborn. They've got their mind made up. And when that happens, I'm telling you, that is a big, big roadblock. Okay? When they just refuse to change. And that's why one of the strategies in the book teaches you how to not only accept change, but to embrace change. And then it even goes further to teach you how to make change. How to stay ahead of the change. How to make change. All right? So that's one reason. Because people just don't know. They can't embrace change. They just can't accept it. They won't change. They say to themselves, I've always done it this way. I've always been like this. My mama was like this. My father was like this. My grandfather was like this. Everybody in my family, you meet those people, right? And everybody in my family did this. Or everybody in my community did this. Everybody who went to my high school did this. Okay? And that's the problem. Everybody in my race did this. Everybody in my religion did this. And that's a big problem for people. And that's one of the main reasons that so many people will never discover their field of dreams. They'll never discover their wealth that's right under their own feet. And that pains me. I'm so pained by that. So much so that I had to develop not only the book, but now the webinar to get the book out there, because I realize that some people just don't know. You just don't know. And maybe that's you. Maybe that's you. And would you be willing to do the work so that you could discover the wealth that you have within you? So that's the first reason, is change. Another reason that people just can't get their reinvention going for themselves is that they simply refuse to understand that their past is connected to their successful future. People just refuse to believe that. And as a matter of fact, and that's one of the most difficult things that most people believe. They don't want to hear that. And I'm telling you, they'll come up with scripture. they'll come up with, you know, all kinds of, I'm telling you, stuff to say, no, that's not true. I've even heard people tell people, you know, that, oh, this happened to you, you're going to be ruined for the rest of your life. Now, that really, I'm sorry, this is going to sound gross, but that absolutely makes me just want to puke to hear somebody tell someone that you're going to be ruined for the rest of your life. So that's another strategy that I have to teach people in the book, in those 8 strategies. There's several of those strategies that attack that like it's, you know, this is a nuclear weapon or something. It's on attack. It's like a stealth bomber, right? I'm giving you this morning these 3 reasons that most people can't not get their reinvention on. I mean, these are people that, again, they think that something happened to them when they were 3, 12, 18, something bad happened, something painful. And typically it's attached to somebody. Somebody, this is what I hear all the time, somebody did something to me. And they carry it, and it's like a cancer. Eating away at what? Eating away at their success. So that they are never able to discover their wealth of success that was in them. They're never able to discover their pocket of jewels, the things that they want most in life to make them healthy, wealthy. They never discover it. All right? The first reason is because they just flat out refuse to change, you know? And then secondly, they believe that their horrible past is plaguing them today, okay? And they never quite understand how to connect their horrible past to their future of success. And that's what this webinar is going to teach you, how to reinvent yourself with these 8 strategies and discover your path to success. Now, by the way, it's a free webinar. It is absolutely free. It won't cost you a dime to attend this webinar. But you will have to purchase the copy of the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. You must purchase the book in order to attend this free webinar. But the webinar is going to be phenomenal. It's going to be dynamic. So let me give you the third reason before we run out of time. And I want to have an opportunity to hear from you, to take your questions and any questions that you have or suggestions that you would have. So again, good morning. I welcome those of you who took the time to come into the show today, because I am hot. I am fired up. I am seared up and ready to go. You haven't seen nothing yet. I am ready to rock and roll, because this reinvention for people, I'm telling you, there are so many people who are looking to get out there. Let me go find my wealth, and I want to teach you how to discover it right from within. Now, here's a third reason that most people can't get their reinvention on is because they keep getting into bad relationships. Oh, my goodness. Well, we could talk about that all day. Oh, my God. You know what? Don't get me started on that. I got a couple of videos out there on YouTube. If you want to go check out my YouTube channel, youtube.com/CoachLisa. Oh, my God. It might be youtube.com/LisaWilliams. Oh, man. That's one of the biggest reasons that so many people cannot get their reinvention on, because here's what happens. The moment you get started, and then here comes this relationship, because here's what happens when you are hot, when a person is like, you know, a little messy, a little messed up, or they could be all the way flat out a hot mess, and so they start working on themselves, you know, they're coming to the coaching sessions, they're starting to feel good, that's the time I really have to watch them, because now they're starting to feel better, they're starting to look better, they're starting to apply the strategies, and all of a sudden, they turn the head of someone. So someone is now looking at their, oh, you look good. Oh, they're like feeling their vibe, but it's not the right person. It's just a person that is coming because they think they're getting something for, you know, whatever. And what happens? It throws a person off. So there's that. And then there's other things that happen as well in the relationship. But for whatever reason, people end up in these relationships and they think, oh, this person really loves me. This person really cares about me. This person is making me feel good. This person is my better half. I've heard it all. I've literally heard every excuse a person could give as to why they need to be in that messed up relationship. And half of those excuses, I heard them because I gave them. So if I've heard a million excuses, then I gave 500,000 of them. I gave all of those same reasons. That's what I'm telling you. These are the reasons that people, this is like your top 3 probably reasons that most people can't get their reinvention on. Number 1, they flat out refuse to change. They say things to themselves, I've always done it this way, my mama did it like this, my uncle did it like this, my grandmother, my great-grandmother. I mean, there are people who will go and trace their family line just to show you, this is how we always did it. So this is how I'm going to keep doing it. And they're not even looking at, but what is that doing for you? How is that working for you? They're not even looking at that. They don't even consider that. Like, but it's not getting you anywhere. Why are you still doing it? Okay, so your mama always did that, and that's what you got. So now you're happy with just, you know, the person hasn't even looked at, well, you know, yeah, what is the results? Yeah, my mama did always do it like this, and yeah, and she didn't have none either. So why am I still doing the same old thing? And that's that one area, that's that one thing Okay? So when it comes to these reinvention strategies for your success, they are crucial. You need these strategies. You need each and every, you need all eight of them. They're in the book, Release Your Power, 8 strategies for becoming who you really are. And you can, when you get the book, you will automatically be enrolled into the free webinar that will teach you how to use the strategies. Yeah, this webinar will direct you on how to reinvent yourself, so you don't have to try to figure it out, because like the little man in the story, he didn't take time to figure it out. He just gave up. He just said, I'm leaving. I'm going to look for something better. He couldn't even stay and try to figure it out where he was, probably because he didn't know how. He probably didn't even know where to start. And so I realized that there are people who didn't know where to start. I didn't know where to start. And so I figured it out, though. I finally figured it out. So that's what I wanted to share with you today. And you can, and I have these 8, I'm calling them the 8 reinvention strategies. But that problem, those 3 things, I have a solution for that. I have the solution for you. And it's in the book. You get the book, you attend the webinar for free. It's all you got to do. It's just very simple. Purchase the book. You get to come to the webinar for free, where I will direct you on how to reinvent yourself so that you can overcome any of life's challenges that may be plaguing you. It could be financial challenges, challenges with your fitness, challenges with feeling like a failure because of something that has happened, having that fear of stepping out on faith so that you can discover your path to success. Success is different for people. Some people, they want a better career. Some people want to get promoted on their jobs. Some people want better relationships. They want to be in a healthy relationship, in a relationship where they are loved and cared for and where they're able to give love and to give care. Do you know some people can't show love to a path of success for better health? Feel more healthy and be happy about how you feel, and then better finances, able to do the things that you really want to do for your children, your grandchildren, your great-grandchildren, people who may not even be here yet, that you want to be able to leave them a legacy. You want to get up in the morning happy to go to work. All of this. From the webinar, you will be taught how to reinvent. So I'm happy about that. So now if you have absolutely any questions or any comments, you can just hit your number one key, and I will open up your phone line. We got a few more minutes to the show. But don't forget, the 3 reasons that most people can't get their reinvention on, and you need to be reinvented. You need to be reinvented. Why? Because everything that is going to be successful, I'm talking about the great job, the great business, the great marriage or relationship, all of that is yours to have. You know, and if you sell your land, if you sell your dreams, if you sell this, maybe not to a little man who comes or a little woman who comes to purchase it, but if you just sell it to emptiness, if you sell it to ideas and thoughts that I'll never be that, I'll never be able to have that, I'll never get that type of relationship, I'll never have happiness in my marriage, you know, I'll never get to the top of my game at work, and it could be in your ministry, it could be in the community, and if I get there, what kind of person will I be? You know, one of the things I never wanted to be was a person that got to the top by stepping and crushing others. I never wanted that. Ever since I was a little girl, I probably saw a movie or something that showed that, and then I said, no, I don't want that. You know, when I was a kid, they had a lot of those movies, like, you know, about people in show business. That's what everybody was doing back in the 60s and types of movies, right? And those movies always show somebody having to crush somebody to get to where they were. And I didn't want that. I want to get to the top, but I don't want to get there by stepping on other people. So, you know, there are a lot of people, there are a lot of people that should be able to be highly successful. So please, 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 please take this serious. This is nothing to play with. Someone's life is depending on you being successful. You know, a lot of people play with their success. They act like they don't really need it. Well, I don't know about that. Because if you look around at what's happening in society, in the world, and even probably in your own family, you can see that success is crucial. You need to discover your success. And you need to be able to help others discover theirs as well. So, I tell you, we're out of time. There's no questions. I appreciate you for tuning in to the show. I hope that these three reasons that most people cannot get their reinvention on, I hope that has been something of use for you. And if not, pass it on. If you can't use it, pass it on. But I am on a mission to help people discover their path to success. That's my mission. You know, I said that right before the year started. I said I have a goal for 2015. And I said for 2015, my goal is to help. I said 500 women. I said women, but I'll take the men too. Whoever wants it. But 500 people discover who they are, discover their dreams in 2015. And as I've stayed with that mission, God has refined it. And I'm coming out strong. This is your year to discover your success. You are going to be successful. And I know that means different things to different people. But you're not going to do it without having these strategies that are in that book. A lot of people, they're trying, they're scratching, they can't figure it out. They can't figure it out. There's some missing pieces. They got the one piece, but they don't have the other piece. They got this piece, but now they need that piece. No, you need to get the book, Release Your Power, 8 Strategies for Becoming Who You Really Are. I know because I used these reinvention strategies on my own life, and now my life is rocking, I'm telling you. I'm having a ball. And I want other people to have a ball, too. I want your life to also rock. I want you to have everything you want. You can do it, okay? So the webinar is going to go forth. You can, again, I'll know when you're ready to attend the webinar when you purchase the book. You can purchase the book. So people say, well, how can we purchase the book? Coach Lisa, and you didn't convince us that we need to get the book. But how, when, where? Well, you can. It's very, very simple. You go to release-your-power.com. That's right. You go to release-your-power.com. And for $15, that's right, just $15, you click right there. You click the buy button, and that'll launch you into the webinar. When you purchase that book, you will get the instructions on how to attend the webinar that is going to teach you, that is going to teach you and direct you in how to reinvent yourself. Oh, maybe you couldn't reinvent the wheel, but you can reinvent yourself. If anything in your life is not what you want it to be, take action now. Don't wait. Okay, so I don't see any hands raised, and I thank you all for tuning into the show. It's been great. It's been real, and we'll see you back tomorrow. Same time, same place for another episode of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, this has been Coach Lalisa. Now, tomorrow, I don't know what we're going to talk about. Maybe we'll talk about some more reasons why people can't reinvent themselves. Or maybe we'll talk about something else. But nonetheless, we will talk. Let's talk. God bless.